It's Friday, April 16th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A coalition of human rights groups, including International Christian Concern, signed a letter published Wednesday urging President Joe Biden to reprioritize human rights in North Korea. Human Rights Watch organized the letter, also signed by 10 other groups, including Christian Solidarity Worldwide, Jubilee Campaign, and the North Korea Freedom Coalition. The signatories called for Biden to prioritize the promotion of rights and freedoms in North Korea, which often get lost in the shuffle amid concerns over nuclear threats. Actions as simple as praying, talking about the Bible, and sharing one's Christian faith can lead to beatings, years of imprisonment, and even torture. A recent United Nations report highlights the extremely harsh conditions in the country's prison system and the torture of prisoners of conscience. Pregnant prisoners receive particularly egregious treatment, including being forced to perform hard labor and being subjected to forced abortions. North Korea is the worst country in the world for the persecution of Christians, according to the Open Doors World Watch List. No doubt, the North Korean Christians echo the heart cry of David from Psalm 13, verses 1 and 2. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina spoke Wednesday in opposition to President Biden's announcement that the remaining 2,500 U.S. troops will leave Afghanistan by the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, reports RealClearPolitics.com.
I believe if we leave Afghanistan under the path charted by President Biden, the government will deteriorate rapidly, people will go back to their corners, the Taliban will gain strength in the South, and the central government in Kabul will lose its ability to effectively manage the country. It's tenuous already. What do we lose by pulling out? We lose that insurance policy against another 9/11. We lose listening posts in the backyard of some of the most radical movements in the world. Afghanistan has been a platform where we can monitor what's going on in Iran and other places. We lose all that.
A video circulating on social media shows members of the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department forcibly injecting people who are disabled and mentally handicapped with the Johnson & Johnson now suspended coronavirus vaccine, reports LifeSiteNews.com. This is the vaccine that leads to blood clotting and death. Listen to the disturbing audio of one such encounter. In January, the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department launched Operation Homebound, quote, a program to vaccinate the most underrepresented, homebound, and undeserved disabled residents in our communities, including those experiencing homelessness, end quote. Psychiatrist Peter Bragan said, quote, the video is horrific, end quote. He is a champion of the right to informed consent, and he successfully campaigned in the 1970s against the psychiatric practice of surgical lobotomy for mental illness. He said, quote, it represents the worst of psychiatry, public health, and progressive politics coming all together in the service of globalism, end quote. Dr. Bragan said no one who is incapable of giving consent, which includes children, those with severe illnesses, and those in institutions including prisons, hospitals, and nursing homes, should be given a vaccine that is experimental and still undergoing clinical trials. Indeed, Dr. Peter Bragan, a world-renowned Harvard-trained psychiatrist and a former consultant at the National Institute of Mental Health, is calling for a moratorium on COVID-19 vaccines due to the explosion of adverse reactions and thousands of deaths that have followed in the wake of those who have received the jab, reports LifeSiteNews.com. He told John Henry Weston that, quote, the vaccine is much more dangerous than the disease COVID-19. It's very clear now we absolutely need a moratorium on it. Don't take it. We need a moratorium, end quote. And finally, Carl Wallace, the owner of Diablo's Southwest Grill in Augusta, Georgia, had a surprising reaction after learning that a burglar had smashed the restaurant's front door with a brick at 4 a.m. over Easter weekend in an attempt to steal cash from the empty register. He offered him a job, reports SunnySkies.com. Not surprisingly, Wallace's initial response was anger and frustration. But since it was Easter weekend, he decided, quote, to extend an olive branch, end quote, and offer forgiveness and kindness. He said he wanted to offer the burglar, quote, some redemption and a different path, end quote. So the owner of Diablo's Southwest Grill wrote a Facebook post offering the suspect a job application. Wallace said, quote, to the would-be robber who is clearly struggling with life decisions or having money issues, please swing by for a job application. There are better opportunities out there than this path you've chosen. My personal cell is 706-513-3557. No police, no questions. Let's sit down and talk about how we can help you and fix the road you're on. Sincerely, Carl. End quote. Since his offer was posted, Wallace says he's heard from media outlets across the world, as well as pastors from around the country supporting his choice. Matthew 6, verse 15 says, if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, April 16th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.